The way the weather changes around here is coming up in 5 minutes. We have sun and then clouds and maybe some rain and some scattered frost and then sun again. Ned Kieser will put it all together for you after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Illinois State Board of Investments is holding off on changes to the state government deferred compensation plan. The director of the board, Bill Atwood, says concerns have been raised by some lawmakers that the Blagojevich administration might try to access the money. He says even though there's no cause to worry, the state has decided to wait. Atwood says the proposed changes include shifting some administrative functions to the longtime manager of the program, financial firm T. Rowe Price.
It really has no effect whatsoever on the investment options of state employees. It would outsource some responsibilities to T. Rowe Price, kind of inconsistent with industry best standards.
Atwood says that move would save the state money while still allowing employees a variety of investment options. About 55,000 Illinois state workers take part in deferred compensation. It's similar to a 401k plan and allows pre-tax contributions into mutual funds. Authorities say an investigation into a fatal medical helicopter crash will include a look at whether a radio tower's lights were on when the aircraft clipped the structure's wire and went down in a suburban Chicago field. Investigators also have pieces of the helicopter, including a mangled yellow and white rotor, to determine what happened to the Air Angels helicopter that crashed minutes before midnight Wednesday in Aurora. A one-year-old girl and three crew members died. National Transportation Safety Board investigator John Brannon says the helicopter was flying about 50 feet lower than the top of the 734-foot tower when it hit that wire. The NTSB says the accident was the 11th crash this year and the sixth fatal one involving medical helicopters nationwide. A Champaign man who was wanted on attempted murder charges is now in custody in Chicago. Urbana police say U.S. Marshals arrested Kenneth Nolan at the home of a family member yesterday. The 28-year-old Nolan is wanted in a shooting last week on Urbana's South Learman Drive that wounded a 28-year-old man from Danville. Lieutenant Brian Serafin says he expects Nolan to be brought back to Champaign County for arraignment at a later time. Meanwhile, last Thursday's shooting remains under investigation. The Illinois Republican Party says elections officials should take extra care given allegations in other states about voter fraud. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The state GOP says it's troubled by reports of voter fraud that have been making news nationwide, particularly involving a Democratic-leaning group known as ACORN that's held a massive voter registration drive. The GOP's general counsel, Brian Sheehan, says he's concerned that ACORN's under investigation in 14 states, including neighboring Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. He says Republicans are not just wary because ACORN's endorsed Democrat Barack Obama.
Election fraud is really a cancer on democracy. And so partisanship aside, it's really critical that a local election authorities only register people who are entitled to vote.
Several calls to both state and national representatives of ACORN weren't returned, but the website counters allegations it's done anything wrong. Sheehan says in light of the ACORN scandal, the state Republican Party sent a letter asking county clerks in Cook and suburban counties to be extra vigilant. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Residents of Champaign's Garden Hills neighborhood are beginning to learn more about Unit 4's plans to enlarge Garden Hills Grade School and convert it into a magnet school. Last night, about a dozen residents of the Northside neighborhood met at the school to hear details from school officials. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
District Superintendent Arthur Culver told the gathering they want to add new classrooms to Garden Hills, helping to fulfill a condition of the district's consent decree. The school would also get a new gym and community meeting room. Garden Hills School would then become a magnet school with special programs still to be decided, meant to attract students from across the district. Former Champaign Mayor Bill Bland is president of the Garden Hills Neighborhood Association, which hosted the meeting. He says the plans sound promising.
I've lived here so long and I saw seven schools close, and all of a sudden we're not going to build another school and replace one. We're going to actually upgrade an existing facility. That makes tremendous sense to me.
Residents at the meeting had questions about the possible focus of the magnet program, whether it would still have room for neighborhood children, Culver says it would, and the countywide school sales tax that's expected to pay for the project. Champaign County voters will cast ballots on the tax question November 4th. If approved, it would finance the expansion at Garden Hills and a similar project at Booker T. Washington School. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden. Serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959, Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather on this, the first full day of our fall membership campaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
36 calls in, 39 to go to meet that $1,000 challenge. Let's get a few weather supporters on the line right now at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org to put us way over that halfway mark. All right?
All right. What, 39 more?
39 to go. We have 36 in so far, 39 to go, and I'd love to end the weather and just have 30 to go. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. We need your support.
All right. It only takes a couple of minutes. While you're listening to Ed Kieser, think about how much you value this service, then get on the phone and call 244-9455 and support it with your pledge this morning. And, Ed, I was saying before the news,